It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Been thinking about you. Wondered if you had found any round things at your house last night. Had you? Here's some round buttons. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six round buttons. Did your mom or dad find any round things in your house to show you? What did you find? Good to look for things, isn't it? It's good to look. Yeah. Is this round? You see? It's got points. It has corners. See? It's square. This side is the same size as this side. And it's the same size as this side. And it's the same size as this side. Square, say hello to circle. There's the circle up there from yesterday. Let's fit the square here. Let's see if they'll both go together. Square. Circle. A square thing and a round thing. Is that square or round? Square. Here are four pieces of wood, a little bigger than these four. You see, this is four pieces all nailed together. And I'll make a bigger square with these. Come along and we'll do it together. Hammer and nails. It looks like a nail. Next part. You ever hammer anything? Coming. See? Now, if I had just looked at those pieces of wood, they wouldn't have put themselves together, would they? No. When you want to get something done, you're the one who has to do it. You can make believe it happens, or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do, but until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it, you did it, you did it. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it, you did it, you did it. If you want to read a reading book and read the real words too, you can't simply look and ask the words to read themselves to you. But you've got to ask a person to show you one or two at first. If you want to read a reading book and read the real words too, you've got to do it. You, every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it for you. Did it, you did it, you did it. Sure. Doesn't it feel good when you've tried something and learned it and done it, and you know you did? Well, there's my bigger square, and there's the smaller square on top of it. Hello? Hello? Does that look like a house? Or maybe a window and a door in a house? What kind of a house do you live in? You live in a house or an apartment? Is it big house? Little house? So many different kinds of houses all over the world. Why don't we ask Picture Picture to show us some? Sure, that's one of the things Picture Picture's good for. Yep. Picture Picture, please show us some houses, some different looking houses throughout the world. Oh, that's an African hut. That's made out of skins that the hunters would get. Thank you, Picture Picture. And that's an adobe hut in Mexico. That's made out of a kind of a brick that's made out of mud. See, it has a window and a door and another window way over there. That's a great one. Oh, that's a grass hut. Have you ever seen a house made out of grass? See, that's all grass there. It has a window in it, too. That's a fine grass hut. There's an ice house. You know what an ice house is called like that? An igloo. See the big pieces of ice there? It's made out of great big blocks of ice. Oh, there's a beautiful house. That house is probably in Switzerland. It's called a Swiss chalet. All kinds of different houses in the world. Thank you, Picture Picture. Picture Picture says, you're welcome. We don't live in anything that looks like those, do we? I've been thinking about the frogs. You know, they got that telegram yesterday. And the telegram said that Dr. Frog wanted them to move to Westwood. Yeah, he's got a new job at the Westwood Children's Zoo. Wonder how Tad and Mrs. Frog will be feeling about moving. Why don't we just look into make-believe, right to their fountain, and see?
Good for you. Come on now. Good for you. I'm gonna take you along with me. Yeah. I don't know what it's going to be like there, boat, but I'm going to take you with me. Maybe we'll even find a place to float you there, okay? But I like it here. Don't you? I don't want to move away from here. Do you? I know exactly how you feel, Boat.
Hi, Tad.
Oh, hello, Lady Aberlin.
I heard about your news, and I wanted to see whether I could do anything to help you and your mommy.
Oh, well, Mommy's not here. She's having a meeting with King Friday. They're probably talking about the Westwood Children's Zoo.
Oh. Have you ever been to a children's zoo?
No, I haven't. Is it scary?
Do you think it's scary?
Well, are the children in the cages?
Oh, no, Ted. The children aren't in the cages. They just come to visit all the animals.
But I won't know any of the animals. I won't know anybody there.
Well, at first you'll just know your mom and your dad.
And Daniel won't be there. And X and Henrietta won't be there. And Mr. Pesley won't be there. And Lady Elaine. And I'm a very sad tadpole. I'm a very sad tad, very small sad tadpole. And when I go to sleep at night, I always wish I might be a frog. I'm a very sad tad. Where will you be when I'm living in that other place?
I'll be right here, Ted.
And what will you be doing?
I'll be thinking about you sometimes.
And sometimes I'll get my little boat, and we'll pretend we're coming to see you, okay?
And sometimes you can really come to see me.
Really, really?
Sure. Westwood isn't that far away.
Oh, and you can come to see me, too?
Yes, I will. I know what.
What?
Let's pretend we're doing that right now.
You mean visiting each
yes.
other?
Yes. You go over there and okay. pretend that's Westwood.
Okay.
And I'll come visit you.
Oh, good. Come along, boat. Come along. Oh, we're in Westwood now, boat. We're pretending.
Oh, Tad.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me, do you know where Tad Frog lives? There you are, Tad.
Here I am.
How's Westwood?
Oh, it's fine here. I'm getting used to it now.
You are?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you look good, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, thank you. Everyone from the neighborhood of make-believe sends their very best.
Oh, thank you. Here we are in the children's zoo in Westwood.
It's just lovely here.
Now, you go over there, and I'll pretend I'm coming to visit you, okay?
All right.
Okay. Come on, boat. We're going to go to the neighborhood of make-believe and visit Lady Evelyn today. Hello, Lady Evelyn.
Tad Frog.
Yes.
Well, hello. I thought it sounded like you, but I know you were in Westwood.
That's right. We came here to visit.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, Lady Evelyn.
You've grown, Tad.
Oh, do you think so?
Oh, yes, I really do.
Do you think I'll ever grow up to be a frog?
Oh, Tad, you've grown just since you've come to this neighborhood.
Have I really?
Oh, yes. And you're growing all the time.
Oh.
You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing all about.
Oh, thank you.
Someday you'll be a daddy frog.
Good.
And have a tadpole pollywog. Then you can love them in and out and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out.
Think so?
You're growing, you're growing all about.
Oh, you really think so, don't you?
Oh, I really do, Tad.
Oh, Lady Evelyn, I like you.
Oh, I like you, too.
Oh, thank you.
I think I'll go over to the castle, Tad, and see how your mother is coming along with my uncle.
Oh, thanks for playing with me.
Oh, we can play like this anytime you like. If you want to play later, we will, Tad.
Oh, sure. And we'll do it when you come to visit us in the new place, too.
Right, when I come to visit you at the Westwood Zoo.
Oh, good. I'm growing, aren't I?
You're growing.
Oh, come
bye, on. Tad.
Bye-bye, Lady Evelyn.
You're growing. How fancy of you. Go up and down. Oh, that's just wonderful. Hello, Miss Blificate. I know the telecan is so fancy. Yes, yes. Oh, Miss Blificate, I'd like to make an appointment to see Uncle Friday, please. He's in the castle garden with Mrs. Frog. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Blificate.
Yes, but there are many things to be settled before your departure, Mrs. Frog.
Well, I realize that, King Franny, but I must get to my work.
For instance, who will be in charge of the museum? That's a fine museum there, and it needs a lot of care.
Well, I realize that, Your Highness.
Majesty.
Oh, yes, of course, Your Majesty.
And also something else. Who will see about the medical checkups when Dr. Frog is gone?
Well, I'm sure he's thought about that, Your Majesty.
Yes, well, I certainly hope so.
Well, may I take your leave then, King Friday? I must get back to my work.
Well, I must have a satisfactory answer to all of my questions, or you shall not be moving away.
Oh, my, I understand that, sire, and I will tell Dr. Frog.
Yes, do that. Be sure to do that, Mrs. Frog. So many decisions to make.
Excuse me.
Oh, do you have an appointment?
Miss Polificate did say that you were in the garden.
Very well, then.
Yes, Uncle Friday.
Yes?
Have you noticed how fancy the telecan is?
Everything is fancy that has to do with me.
Yes.
You did call, then?
Of course. I simply wanted to find out whether there was anything I could do to help the Frog family with their moving.
There certainly is something you can do, Lady Evelyn.
Yes?
You can help Mrs. Frog find a new curator for the museum. Much too valuable a place to leave unattended, the museum is.
Yes, but Uncle Friday, you don't find a curator overnight.
I expect the new one to be found by tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
I wish I knew one.
Wishing won't help finding one, Lady Evelyn.
I know.
Farewell then, niece.
Farewell, Uncle Friday. Did you hear that?
What?
We've got to find a new curator for the museum before tomorrow. Otherwise, Uncle Friday may not let the Frog family move.
Well, he must expect you to find one, because he already has their going-away present for them.
He does?
Yes.
What is it?
There.
I might have known.
Would you hold it for me, please?
Certainly.
I have to check something on that.
Well, it's tomorrow is the deadline.
Yes. Ten.
Ten.
And a half.
And a half.
And ten and a half.
And a half.
It's square.
It sure is.
Hi, Trolley.
We're off to find a curator.
A curator for the museum.
Yes.
Who do you suppose could take care of Mrs. Frog's job at the museum? Boy, there are lots of things in there. Yes, you have to know an awful lot to be a curator of a museum. That's what that word means, curator, somebody who takes care of a museum. Some people say curator, and some people say curator. Mm-hmm. Two ways of saying that same word. Which way do you like better? Good. Everybody has his preferences about things. Mm-hmm. Yep. Lady Evelyn really helped Tad, didn't she? Playing the game with him. We could play hide and seek for a minute, would you like? Good. Let's do it. I'll hide and you seek. That means you look for me, okay? You knew where I was, didn't you? Okay, once more. Now close your eyes and I'll tell you when to look. Now watch for a little ball and a little square and pretend they're playing hide and seek too. Thank you. About time for me to go. Do you hear somebody at the door? Let's look and see. Why, it is. It's Handyman Negri. Hi, Handyman Negri. Come
in. Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Great, thank you.
I hope I didn't disturb you.
Oh, I just saw you in make-believe.
I was wondering if you...
That's the king's portrait.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I like it.
And I was wondering if you had a square frame that might fit the portrait.
Well, you know I've been making little frames. I've got two here.
You have two?
Yeah, here's this small one.
Small one, let's see. I'm afraid that's going to be too small. Yes, it cuts off part of the crown, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe this one will work. I just made this one today.
This one looks like it's going to work.
Four pieces of wood and four nails, Handyman.
Oh, fine. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, that's just going to be... Oh, that's perfect.
Good. You're welcome to it if you like it.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Rogers. I could certainly use it right now.
Glad to give a frame to the king.
I've got to be running along because I'm trying to find a curator for the museum.
Oh, yes, that's a big job.
Yes, it certainly is, and we have to find one very soon.
Well, good luck to you.
So I'll be leaving you. Bye, Mr. Rogers. We'll
Goodbye,
see you soon.
Handyman.
Goodbye.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Well, now we have one left. First we had two, and Handyman took one, so now we have one. I'll take it with me, and I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special one. By just your being you. I like you just the way you are. Look through the square. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.
Thank you.